This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
World Hepatitis Day, technically yesterday, I guess, but we're going to talk about it today with Sarah Swanson of the Knight Cancer Institute at OHSU. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We missed it by a day, but I still want to share all that good information.
Well, a lot of people don't even really know what hepatitis is and how many people it impacts.
Yeah, viral hepatitis affects more than 300 million people worldwide and leads to more than 1 million deaths each year, despite the fact that we do have effective vaccines and treatment strategies.
Wow. Now, see, that would be a surprise for a lot of folks. How do you get hepatitis? How do you deal with it once you have it?
Yeah, we have three different kinds of hepatitis. There's hepatitis A, B, and C. We have a vaccine for A and B, and we have treatments for hepatitis C. Oregon itself has a viral hepatitis elimination plan that has four pillars. The first is just preventing new infections. The second is improving health outcomes for people living with viral hepatitis. The third is eliminating health disparities. And the fourth is improving the use of surveillance data. So really knowing where hepatitis is. And it's a virus that lives on surfaces for 7 days, and it's transmitted in a variety of ways.
So what's the recommendation as far as testing?
Yeah, we want people to get tested at least once in their life for viral hepatitis B and C. Knowing your status means you have to be screened by a healthcare professional. We have a lot of organizations here regionally that can do that, including HIV Alliance, Bay Area First Step if you're on the coast, as well as our public health departments and even clinics like Aviva.
And what's OHSU's role in dealing with this?
Yeah, so OHSU Knight Cancer Institute is talking about viral hepatitis because 70 to 90% of liver cancers are the result of a chronic hepatitis infection. And it's preventable. We have vaccines that can prevent that viral infection, but we also have treatments for hepatitis C through some amazing programs.
70 to 90%.
Yeah, it's a big number. That chronic hepatitis infection can really lead to those changes in the liver that can cause those cellular level changes that can lead to cancer. And we have some programs that support those who have a hepatitis diagnosis. We have the PATHS program up at OHSU, which is peer assisted telehealth services. So you can get screened, you can get tested for hepatitis, know your status. And then if you do need hepatitis treatment, they can connect you to Dr. Hunter Spencer up at the OHSU area. And we'll do that telehealth remotely. So they connect you with a peer here locally to help guide you through that treatment.
Now, your data says that Douglas County is one of the places with a high rate of hepatitis C infections.
Yeah, we have a hot spot down here in Southern Oregon. We're grouped together with Curry, Coos, Douglas, Jackson, and Josephine counties have been identified by the Oregon Health Authority as a bit of a hepatitis hotspot. We have lower immunization for hepatitis, and we have kind of some higher rates of circulating hepatitis. So we really encourage residents down here in Southern Oregon, definitely here in Douglas County, to get screened, get tested, know their hepatitis status, and then from there they can seek treatment with any of the variety of organizations that are supporting folks here. It's present. It's here. Curry County is number three in the nation for hepatitis-related deaths. It's pretty significant in that community, and we share a lot of those similar traits. And we know that hepatitis can be very successfully treated when caught early and that there's a cure for most people living with viral hepatitis C.
Now, the aspect of the fact that people die from hepatitis, does that vary in terms of, I mean, if you get hepatitis C, for instance, what's the likelihood that you ultimately won't make it?
Yeah, so it's less that the likelihood of death, more just that chronic rate of infection can lead to those cancers and complications and definitely cirrhosis, and can really just decrease one's quality of life. And that treatment is accessible and it's available. And in most instances, it can also be low cost or no cost at all.
Well, and I remember way back, somebody I knew here in town, this 3 decades ago, that had hepatitis C. And when you said quality of life, that was really, they really struggled constantly.
Yeah.
Just to get through the day, just to get through their job and, you know, just maintain a normal life. It was really rough. And I don't, they had moved later, so I don't know the outcome for them. But yeah, it was tough to watch how tough their life was.
Yeah, we know that there's things we can do. We want those early immunizations. So we do have hepatitis B immunization is available as a birth dose right after an infant is born. You can talk with your pediatrician about that for your family. And then knowing that status of your own hepatitis status throughout your lifetime. And then if we need that viral hepatitis C treatment, we can access that in a pretty easy way here in Oregon, actually.
So if somebody wants to find out more about this, also about what Knight Cancer Institute at OHSU does with this, where would they go?
Yeah, they can definitely check in with HIV Alliance and Aviva and some other providers here regionally, which offer hepatitis treatment and connection to the PATHS program. They can also just check out the OHSU PATHS program online and look into some of that information. But we really just encourage everyone to remember that no one should have to die from viral hepatitis. There's no legal barriers to accessing viral hepatitis treatments in Oregon, and there's no reasons people can't get tested and treated. And to together, we can really eliminate hepatitis in Oregon.
All right. Sarah Swanson from Knight Cancer Institute at OHSU. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:37 in the morning report.